Weiter in Shasra and Daf Yud Zayin, picking it up two lines down, otherwise known as the second line. End of the line, Tana Rabbanan. We're going to see, I believe, a number of things today, maybe seven or so. First, we're going to start off with Shmona Esrei on Shabbos and Yontif. How many brachos and what's the order of the brachos? We know normally we have 18 brachos or 19 brachos in Shmona Esrei, but on Shabbos, it's seven brachos. So the question is, what happens if it's Shabbos and Yontif? So what do we do with that? Then we're going to talk about Shabbos of Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed, about how many brachos we have there and what we insert and how we do that. Then we're going to move on to preparing from one Yontif to a second day of Yontif, as opposed to Yontif the Shabbat, Shabbat to Yontif. We're not talking about Yontif to Yontif. Then it's going to jump back into Erev Tafshilin. What happens if someone didn't do it? Is flour also become usser or not? And then what happens if somebody broke the law and they cooked without an Erev Tafshilin? Is the food usser? We're going to have five attempted answers and fail in all of them, ultimately leaving it unresolved. Then we're going to get back to the Mishnah of Erev Tafshilin. Beishami says you need two, Beisela says one, and then we're going to jump into the next Mishnah. Here we go. The second line, Yud Zayin on off. Tana Rabbanan. Yom Tov Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. If you have Yom Tov that falls out on Shabbos, B'Sham Romer Mispal Shmona, B'Sham says you say eight brachos, Uva Omer Shel Shabbos Bifnei Atzma, V'Shel Yom Bifnei Atzma. We know normally you would make seven brachos on Shabbos. Remember, we have the first three and the last three. That's always the same during the Shabbos, during a weekday, whatever. The question is the middle part. So during a weekday, we have... that's going to be six, so we need another 13, right? So you have 13 middle brachas over there. When it comes to, no, did I do that right? Yeah, 13 middle brachas. And what, even though we call it Shmona Esrei, it's really 19 brachas because the Vlam Hashin was added in. And on Shabbos, and Yontif, you also have the same thing, three in the beginning, three at the end, and one in the middle for Shabbos. The question is, what do we do if you have Shabbos and Yontif? So there we find. Bishami says, Mispal Shmona, you do eight. Oh, so you do one for Shabbos by itself, one for Yontif by itself. B'Solomim, no, B'Spal Shabbat still remains seven. Maschi B'Shal Shabbos, you start by mentioning Shabbos. Rashi says, Bracha Achas L'Shneim, U'maschi L'Atzko Shabbos Techila, V'titin Lanu Es Yom HaMenucha Hazeh. Then you throw in Yontif Es Yom Chag Ploni Hazeh, U'Messayim B'Shal Shabbos, then you end off with Shabbos. So you start with Shabbos and you end with Shabbos. You sandwich it up, but in the end, you still end up with only seven brachos. V'Omer Kedusha Yom Be'emsa, say Kedusha Yom in the middle. Rebbe says, Av Chosim Ba. No, you should also end off by saying Yontif involved. Mekadesh Shabbos, Yisrael, Ve'azmanim. You should mention all of these. Tani Tani Kamei de Ravina. So he's not arguing still. You say seven. It's just a question of whether you end with the bracha also. Tani Tani Kamei de Ravina. It was taught in front of Ravina the following. Mekadesh Yisrael, Ve'Shabbos, Azmanim. It switches the order. Right? Rebbe just said, Mekadesh, it's first Shabbos, then Yisrael, then Azmanim. So it's Shabbos, the Yidden, and Zmanim. And Tana Tana Kamei Ravina switched it and took Yisrael and put him first. Mekadesh Yisrael, the Shabbos Azmanim. Just switches the order of Yisrael and Shabbos. Frak the Gemara, Amalei, says back to him, Atu Shabbos Yisrael Mekachile. What are you saying? That it should be Mekadesh Yisrael Ve'ah Shabbos? You're saying it like it's like B'nai Yisrael Mekadesh Shabbos? Makes sense that you have to have Yisrael before Zmanim because we know that Yisrael, they're the ones who make the Zmanim, right? They have the opportunity, they're in charge of the Zmanim. Rashi says, Mekadesh Kedush Yisrael Lechol Shil Shabbos, so we Mekadesh it. Bishlam Zmanim, Tzarech Lahakdim Kedush Yisrael Lekedush Hasan. You have to say the Kedush of Yisrael before the Kedush of Yontif. Shalidei Kedush Yisrael and the Skatuim. They become Kaddish because of the Jews, right? Because we have Rosh Chodesh, we decide when it is. We're the ones who actually set it up. But when it comes to Shabbos, El Shabbos Mekadesha V'Kaima. Right, so it's going back into the Gemara. Amalei Atu Shabbos Yisrael Mekachalei V'Hol Shabbos Mekachal V'Kaima. Says Rashi, what does that mean? Misheshish Mei Bereishis. V'Ene Tuli V'Kaviyas Rosh Chodesh. It's nothing new with Rosh Chodesh. The Rebbeinu Shlom set that up. Ela Eima Mekadesha Shabbos Yisrael V'Azmanim. Do it like we said, like Rebbe said. Amar Rav Yosef, halacha k'Rebbe, uki d'tar tzavina, like we just spelled that. Beautiful. Tana Rabbanan. Now we get into the question of what happens if you have Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed. Tana Rabbanan. Shabbat Shechalios Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed. What do you do? So, we have a few different opinions. Arvis Shachos or Mincha Mespal Shevo. When it comes to all the davenings except for Musaf, you see seven. Rashi says, Kishar Shabbosos, Kech HaDibachol, Ein Lo LaMoed, Bracha Kavua, B'Sholosh Tfilos Halalu. After Shabbos, saying Tzarch Likor Lo Bracha Lebeis Shabbos Velo Leklalo Lebeis Sila. Okay, bottom line is it coming out the same thing we've mentioned so far, and that is that Shachris Mincha and Ma'ariv, you do seven of them. The Omer Me'ena Ma'or Bavo, then you add in from that time period, whatever it is that the holiday is, or Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed, you add it in. During the Avoda, which means during Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu Baruch Yisrael, like Yalav Yavo comes during Ritzei. So you're adding it in one of the last three brachas. Vim lo amar machzir nason. If he doesn't say, you got to go back and do it again. Rabbi Yehuda argues, not that he just argues where you say it. He says, Boda, you say it after modim, like we say Alanisim. You say it by modim. Ubimusafim, when it comes to Musaf, Maschil b'shel Shabbos, Umisayim b'shel Shabbos. This is talking the middle bracha. You start with mentioning Shabbos and you end with Shabbos. He says you sandwich it in over there. Okay. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shiri Shmuel ben Osha, Rabbi Yochan ben Broka, they say, Kol Makom Shehuskak L'Sheva, any time that you have to have seven brachos, Maschil b'shel Shabbos, Umisayim b'shel Shabbos. Ve'omer kedush layom be'emsa. So he's coming and arguing with the other ones who said it's by Ritzei or Modim. He said that no, even during Shachas Mincha and Ma'ariv you do it there as well, not only during Musaf. Amar of Huna ein halacha kos hazuga. We don't paskin like them. Sorry, nothing doing that. You say you do it in the middle of the middle bracha, but rather you do it by the Ritzei or you do it by Modim. We end up saying we know that we do it by Ritzei. Amar of Chibar bar Ashi Amar Rav Meniach Adam Eru v'tichumim yom tov lechavero umasne. Gemara kind of just jumps right in without explaining what's going on. We're talking about over here, you have a two-day yontif. And since you have a two-day yontif, but what happened was you forgot to make an erev, either an erev tchumin, or you forgot to make an erev tafshilin before yontif. So what do you do? Amar Rav Chiya Barash, Amar Rav. Rav, they're going to talk about, he's talking about Erev Tchumin, and then we're going to have Rava talking about Erev Tafshilin. So Rav says, what he does is, he does a double whammy and he makes a Tanai. So he goes out and he makes an Erev Tchumin, he sets aside stuff for an Erev Tchumin that he can walk in an extended 2,000 amos. And on the first day he goes out and he says, if today is nothing, if is Yontif, then this is nothing. I'm not doing anything now. But if today is Nayantiv and it's really Chol, because you know with 2 days of Yantiv, we're talking about a Sveik of the Yom over here, so maybe it's not really a day. It's not really Yantiv, just because it's Sveik of the Yom. So, and if it's not really Yantiv, then let it be that this is my Erev for tomorrow. Next day, he goes and he does the same thing. And he says that if today is really Yantiv, right, because we know it's going to be Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. You have to be able to go ahead and he wants to make the Tchum for Shabbos. So what do you do? He says that also on Friday, the same spiel. If today is nothing, then let this be for tomorrow. And if today is Yantiv, let this be nothing. And yesterday's was the one that I set up for Shabbos. That's what he does Erev Tchumin. What about Erev Tafshilin? Amarava. What he does is, let's say on Thursday, he goes and he says, fine, it's Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, talking about over here, right? So what happens on Thursday, he goes and he puts the Erev and he says, if today is nothing, meaning it's just a regular weekday, and let it be that I'm sitting inside my Erev Tafshilin right now that should be working for tomorrow. Everything's good and dandy. And if it's not, I forgot what I just said. Let's say it again, just to be careful. If today is nothing, right, it's a regular weekday, then everything's great. And I'm sitting, this Erev Tafshilin is going to be set up right now. And if today is really Yontif, that means tomorrow is not Yontif, and therefore there's no problem with me cooking tomorrow. So I wouldn't have to make one anyway. Manda Amar Erev Tachumin. Kol shekein erev tafshilin. The Gemara says, the one who says erev tchumin, which is Rav, clearly is also going to say you can do the erev tafshilin shtikal, because erev tchumin is much more chamor than erev tafshilin. Uman dam erev tafshilin, the one who says you can do erev tafshilin, av erev tchumin lo, maybe not erev tchumin, we're not going to allow you to do that. My time I'll come, because dilma shvisa b'shabsa lo. Very important, Rashi points out, Shabsa here means Yontif. Lav davka Shabsa, not kadeli Yontif kari Shabsa. It's called Yontif Shabbos. You're not allowed to make on Yontif an erev tchumin. All right, so since you're not allowed to do such a thing, therefore, you're going to say, well, it's a Sfik of the Yom. I say, no, when the Rabbanan made this a day, it was made a day, and therefore, you're not allowed to go and play games over here. Says Rashi and explains, lo itiru lo likno shavisa b'yomtov. We don't allow you to do it on yomtov. I feel me suffik. Vim itiru b'eru tafshilin. And if we're letting you do b'eru tafshilin, hasim shim kvot Shabbos itiru. That's because of the covered Shabbos, so you should be able to have food on Shabbos. But over here, if you don't end up making the Erev Tchumen, so you don't make the Erev Tchumen, so therefore we're not going to be makel in such a case. Now we jump into preparing from one day of Yontif to the next day of Yontif. Tana Rabbanan, ain ofen mi Yontif lechaveri, you're not allowed to go out and bake from one day to the next day. Be'emes Amru, what that means, really we know that Mimala Isha Kola Kader Basar, a woman's allowed to go ahead and fill up the entire pot with meat, even though she only needs one piece of meat. Rashi says, the Bechad Tircha Sagi, V'chein B'nachtom L'gabi Miloi. the similar we're going to see by water, that a baker's let to fill the whole thing of water. So you can fill a bunch of things of meat in there because it's one action. You throw in a bunch of pieces of meat and then it kind of all cooks together. Even though she only needs one piece of meat. A baker can fill up a whole barrel of water. This is talking about water in order to go ahead and heat it up to be used. Even though he needs a little small amount. But in terms of baking, he's only allowed to bake what he needs. Says Rashi, kol kikar v'kikar tzricha afia u'rediya u'l'atzma. Every piece of bread needs its own work that goes on. Tzricha nosaf afia u'rediya u'l'atzma. Each one needs its own thing, so therefore you can't go ahead and add more than you need. A woman can go ahead and fill up her entire oven with bread, and we're talking about here, even if she only needs one of them, even though she needs one piece of bread, because the bread bakes better when the oven is full. Rashi says they had small ovens then, and they would go and stick the bread on the side of the walls there. And because the fact that it was full, it didn't give an open space for the heat to go ahead and just evaporate or disperse in a negative manner. I should say that properly now. It became a lot more intense, the heat, and therefore it would go ahead and it would bake much better. Therefore, you let it go and add it. Amarava, Alacha, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Alacha is like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. You're allowed to do something that's going to increase it, increase the value. No, what's the word I'm looking for? The quality of the product. So it comes out that if you're doing one action, which is going to end up doing a bunch of things, that's okay to do, even though you don't need all of it. Or if that second action is going to enhance it, then you're allowed to go and do it. Ibailo, Ibailo. What happened to a person who did not do an Erev Tavshilin? What is the din? Mishlo Neche Tavshilin. Hu Nesar. V'kimcho Nesar. Does his flour also become Aser as well? Odilma, Hu Nesar. He's Aser. V'in Kimcho Nesar. But his flour is not Aser. Lamai Nafkamina. Question, what's an Afkamina? Right? You're not allowed to cook anyway, this guy. The answer is, like, Nui Kimcho Lecherim. In order to give it over to somebody else that they can go ahead and use that for him. So I'm in Erev Tavshilin. I'm allowed to bake. Now, I don't have flour, but this guy does. Am I allowed to just take his flour and bake it for him? I'm allowed to take my own flour and do it. Am I allowed to do it for him as well? You say he's usher and his kemach is usher, then you have to go ahead and give over the ownership to me, to be making it to me. You say he's usher and his kemach is not usher, then he doesn't have to be give it over to me. My, what's the din? Toshima, Toshima. Mishal Niach Erev Tavshilin, someone didn't do Erev Tavshilin. Hare Zel Lo Yofe. V'lo yivasha, v'lo yatman. This person should not go ahead. He should not bake, and he should not cook, and he should not do hatamana. Lo, v'lo acherim. He can't do it for himself. He can't do it for other people. V'lo acherim, ofen, mavashin lo. And others can't do for him. Can't do it. So what should he do? Makna kimcha lacherim, ofen lo, mavashin lo. Then be makna for them, and then they're able to go and do it, because they can do it for him with their own stuff, but they can't use his stuff for him. Shmami no. What comes out of here? Straight up. Hunesa v'kimcha nesa. Shmami no. So a person doesn't make an Erev Tavshilin, he becomes usher, and all of his products become usher, unless he goes in his makna to someone else to go and do it for him. Zakta gemara v'iter. What if someone broke the law, and they didn't make an Erev Tavshilin, and on Yom Tov they set to cook for Shabbos anyway, they go against the law. Is it going to be okay? Is the food us or not? We're going to see 5 attempted answers, and all of them are going to fail and ultimately leave it unresolved. Avar v'afamai, what is the din? Number one, here we go. Tashima, Mishlo Niach Eruvi Tavshilin, someone who did not leave over an Erev Tavshilin. Kate said, so what should he do? Makne Kimcha Lacherim, he should give over his Kemach to someone else. V'acherim Ofen Lo, Mavashin Lo, let someone else go ahead and do it for him. Beep, turn the page. Now, Yudzanim Abeis, V'Isa, if you want to say that someone who went against the law and did it, then the Gemara should have, the Brisa should have added more to this. Listni Avar V'Afa Mutter. Let it go and throw in. And by the way, if they went and did this, then it's Mutter. The fact that it didn't do that must be that it is Aser. This is Gemara. Why? Who says? We knock it off now. Amar Vada Bar Masna. Tana Takanta De'etere Katani. Takanta De'isur Lot Katani. This Tana brought that the Takana in a heter way. He didn't bring down the Takana in an Esser way. You wanted to say, look, we found the Takana. Let someone else go do it when he's makin it to them. Another Takana is if he actually went against the law, it would work also. And says, no, we're not talking about Esser things. We're talking about heter things. So if you don't have a Raya one way or the other. Tashima number 2. Mishini Chariv Tavshilin. Someone who goes and he does an Erev Tavshilin. Hare Zeh Ofeh Umevashel Umatmin. Somebody goes in and they do an Eretz Shilin, they can go and they can do all these things. If he wants to go ahead and eat this Erev on Yontif, he could eat it. But Achlo Achlo Afa Achlo Hitman, if he ate it before Achlo, the Bach adds over here the thing that we didn't mention. Achlo Achlo Afa Achlo Bishal Achlo Hitman, if he didn't eat it before he did any things, how is it Lo Yofev, Lo Yavashev, Lo Yatman? You're not allowed to do all these things. Lo Lo Velo Lacherim, he can't do it for himself, he can't do it for other people. Velo Acherim. Ofin Mavashim Lo, and other people can't do it for him, his stuff. Ava Mavashal Hu Liyom Tov. But he can cook for Yontif. If he Moser Hosel Shabbos. And if he has left over, he can use it for Shabbos. Uvach Lo Yarim, as long as he can do Harama. Vim Harim Oser, and if he does, it's going to be Oser. What does it mean, Harama? He does a shtick. He says, oh, yeah, I'm cooking just for Yontif. Remember, the Allah is, if you don't have an Erev Tavshilin, you're not allowed to cook from Yontif to Shabbos, but you're allowed to cook from Yontif to Yontif. So if I go out, I'm going to make myself a piece of meat for Yontif, and I put in a piece of meat in a pot, and I start cooking it. And I say, you know what? Today I want 1,000 pieces. And I put in 1,000 pieces. And afterwards, I'm like, oh, I only had to eat one. Whoa, good, I have left over. That's Harama. That's a problem. If you cooked one or two pieces, because they tell you what you have, and you have left over, you can keep that for Yontif, for Shabbos, no problem. But not allowed to do harama. Vim harim aser. If you did harama, it's going to be aser. So what's coming out is if even harama is aser, clearly b'mezid is going to be aser also. So we answered a question. Is it gemara? No. Amravasi harama ka'amart. You're going to bring harama as your answer? Shiny harama. Maybe we could say that the Chama are even more machmir by Arama than they are if you did something b'mezid. B'mezid might really work, but Arama won't work. Because Arama is shtick that a person thinks that, you know, pulling off, and therefore they'll never do tshuva, do the right thing, because they say, yeah, it's okay, and people can learn from it. But b'mezid, people are not going to learn from him what he's doing. They say the guy's a rasha, and the guy himself also knows he's doing the wrong thing, and therefore he can go and change at some point in time, so therefore we don't have a raya, answer number two didn't work. Oh, there's a second reason now we're showing why that one didn't work either. That whole brayse that we brought was in the name of Beis Shammai, D'tanya, which we don't go like Beis Shammai anyway, so it wouldn't have helped us either way. D'tanya, we're looking at a brayse, Chananya Omer, Beis Shammai Omer, Ein Ofen, Ela Im Kein Erev Pas. You can't bake unless you're Ma'arev Pas. Ein Mavashal, Ela Im Kein Erev Tafshil. You can't do Bishal unless you did something with a Tafshil. Ein Tomen, Ela Im Kein, Hoyo Chamin Tumunim Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontov, I'm sorry. Which means he says each thing needs its own Erev. Afia, Bishal, Hatamana, you have to set aside. Beisil Omer, no, Ma'arev. You can do with one tafshil for everything. You could do all of the tzarech that you need. So we see that whole braisa was going in the world of Beis Shammai. So you could say Beis Shammai is more machmir, and therefore we don't have a riot for us at all. We don't know how to paskin. So therefore we're left to, again, the question is, a person goes and breaks the law and cooks on Yontif for Shabbos, that's an Erev Tavshilin. What's it then? Two attempts, both down the drain. Tanan, now we try another one. We have a Mishnah in Trumos. Someone takes off Meiser on Shabbos, which we know is a problemo. No person not allowed to do take off Meiser on Shabbos. Someone does. B'shogeg yochel. He does it b'shogeg, you could eat it. B'mezid lo yochel. We do b'mezid, you can't. Rashi says, sha'over ala shavos. Dei mag bi'en trumos ha'meiser b'yontov. You can't take off trumos ha'meiser b'yontov. It's a derabbanon. Alma achmer rabbanon b'mosayav afilu gabi onig Shabbos. We see that the machmer even by onig Shabbos. Oh, so what? Kum tochois. What comes over here? Seemingly, even though this guy's not going to have anything else to eat, he's not allowed to go and do it. Oh, says the Gemara, lo tzricha, nishkan araya. Maybe we're talking about a case of the islay perachrini, where a person has other pears, and that's where they're machmer. But he didn't have any other pears, maybe it wouldn't be machmer. So over to here also, if the guy didn't have any food for the next day, maybe we would say that you are allowed to eat it. So we don't have araya. Toshimas, we try number four. Hamat bil kelim. Someone goes ahead, and they tovel their kelim on Shabbos. These things are Tame. Rashi says, "B'mikva sheishlo b'chatzer v'avra adorabanon da'amri b'masnisen matbilin kelim milufnei Shabbos dinir k'misaken." You have to do it before Shabbos because it also looks like tikkun, and you're not allowed to go and do that. It's like fixing something, so therefore it's aser. B'shogeg yishtamish v'hen. If you do it b'shogeg, it's okay. B'mezid lo yishtamish v'hen. B'mezid, you're not allowed to do it. So you see, even though the guy's not going to have any kelim, we don't allow him to do it. So you're not going to have any food. We don't care. You do violate the aser, no good. Says Gemara lo tzricha. Maybe the is lo tzricha de islay money. Maybe that's talking about a case where the guy has other kalim over there, and that's what he said, it's usir. So there, but if he didn't have another kalim, maybe it would actually work. So if we don't have a raya, inami avshem she'elo, you could say the even guy doesn't have any other kalim, he can go borrow from somebody else, and that's why you're not allowed to go and do it. But maybe if you don't have any food, that we would say that you're allowed to go ahead, you broke the law, it's still going to work. So we don't have a raya from there also. Now we have the last and final attempt. This is Toshima, number 5. Hamavash, b'Shabbos, someone goes in and cook on Shabbos. B'shogeg yochel, you cook on Shabbos. You did a b'shogeg, you could eat it. B'mezid lo yochel, you did a b'mezid, so you're not allowed to eat. Oh, what do we see? We see b'mezid is going to be usher. So too over here is going to be the same thing. As the Gemara, Yisur the Shabbos shiny. What do you mean by a connection, Shabbos and Yontif? What do you mean with the other? Rashi says, Yisur the Shabbos, bishol Shabbos, me'obos melachosu, it's in Yisur. Therefore, there are konis if you didn't bemeizid of alver v'alfa b'yom tov the Shabbos isur d'rabbanan who David. It's just an isur d'rabbanan, and then maybe we would allow you to do such a thing. Therefore, we leave off without an answer. 5 attempts, all no good. Now we go back to the mission. Next part of the mission, we said Beishami Omer Mishnei Tavshilin about the Erev Tavshilin. How much you need? Beishami said 2. Beisil said 1. Says the Gemara, Mastis in the Loki Aitana. Mishnah must not be like the following Tana. The time we're looking at Baisa. Amram Shimon Lazar, Modim Beishamayu Beiselel al Shnei Tafshilin Shatarach. They're both masking that you need to have 2 Tafshilin. Whoa, that's against our Mishnah. Aman Nechlu, what are they arguing over? Al Dagu Beisashel. They're arguing over a dog, fish, Ubeitza Alav, and you have on top of an egg. Says Rashi Tzarech Zeh, the Shnei Tafshilin Tzarech, Vizeh Kitafshil Echad Shemachuberbo. Ubatel lagabe. Maybe this is considered according to Beishami that when you have the egg on top of the fish, that is considered a bottle to it. To be silumum dio batashal echad kazeh, one like this is fine. In other words, that's considered 2. Both of them say you have to have 2, but they're just arguing over the fact that if you have dag and beitzos on top of it. Beishami or mishnei tafshilin, it's considered like you need now 2 tafshilin because that's only like 1. That's not good enough. Beisilumum tafshil echad, that's enough. You don't need any more because that's considered like 2. The shavim shempirpa beitzav and asal l'socha dag. They agree that if you were taken, you were to crush it up. Rashi says. If you were to smash it up and then put it inside of the fish, that would be considered 2 separate things. Oshirisik kaflutos v'nosan l'socha dag, or you took kaflutos. Rashi says karsi, it's a leak, or you took these the risik resek, like mince. You minced it up, and you put it inside the fish. Shem shen tafshilin. Both of them agree that 2 tafshilin. Amar Rava. Rava says, okay, so we see that's not our tana. Amar Rava hilchos ketana didan. It goes like us. Uvalibe the beisil and like beisil. You only need 1. One for an erev tavshilin, you're good to go. Last part of the Mishnah said, achlo, let's say a person ate it. Osha avad, harizeh yoli vasha olav. You can't do it anymore. Yontif, he says an erev tavshilin. You start cooking and baking, but then you lost it. That's what we're talking about now. I added that in. But if you lost it, you can't cook anymore. It says, gamar ma'abaye naktinon, but we do know, we hold of that. We have that his chilbi is also a person started his dough. He started the process of baking. Rashi says, Le takana vil afosa de eruvo. Through your eruv, you start setting it up. Vinecha eruvo, then you eat your eruv. You're like, oh my gosh, whoops, it's in my eruv. What do I do now? The answer is gomer. He's allowed to finish it off. Once he started the process, he's good to go. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here with a brand new Mishnah. I wish all y'all a great, great day.